Hey, I'm Molly Cash. This is Start and Keep Going. Thanks for being here. Today, I'm talking about thought incontinence. And yes, you heard me right. First, I got to tell you about, bladder incontinence. And then I will tell you how it relates to mental strength and working on your thoughts and beliefs and thought patterns. So I'm a mom. I have 5 kids, which means my body has been through a lot. And I have had my fair share of bladder incontinence over the years. I have had a prolapsed bladder a couple of times. But as a lot of moms can relate, it's just a little bit hard to hold it in after you've given birth. So a few years ago, after my youngest child was born, I started going to a physical therapist who specializes in the pelvic floor. I didn't know this existed until then, by the way, which is nuts. Like, who? I don't understand how I got so far into childbearing without anybody ever mentioning that this was a thing that could potentially help. I thought you just had to like get worse and worse and worse until you eventually have surgery, and maybe that works and maybe not. But there's therapy and it helps a lot. So like I said, after my youngest daughter was born, I was referred to this physical therapist, and she is fantastic. And I made a lot of progress. I thought, you know, my bladder was like falling down, and it was, but I was able to, with just the exercises she gave me, I was able to like lift it back up, just get some of that muscle tone back and help things stay where they're supposed to be. And then better, you know, bladder control came with that too. Made tons of progress, didn't ever have to have surgery or anything. And I was amazed at how well that worked. And then I stopped doing the exercises because things were better. And they were still fine for a long time until maybe 6 months ago, I started feeling like I was having a prolapse again. And I wasn't sure, but I made an appointment with the physical therapist just to have her check things out. Because if that was happening, I wanted to catch it sooner than later, right? And in the meantime, I started to try and dig out my, you know, old exercises and do those again. So I've just started going back to physical therapy for this recently, and things are a lot better now, but it's just been on my mind. I'm not dealing with a prolapse really this time, not so much anymore at least, but we are still just working on strengthening all those muscles there. I love going because she is so knowledgeable, and she tells me how this all relates to my core and to my back and to my legs and the way I walk and the way I do everything. It's amazing how, you know, our body parts are connected and they affect each other. And so I'm just learning a lot about my body and strengthening, and I love it. So in my appointments sometimes, I will be lying on a table. And when you're lying down on your back, gravity is kind of helping. If you have a bladder that's kind of coming down, gravity helps it go back up where it's supposed to be. And so it's easier while you're lying on your back like that to, you know, control things. And so sometimes she'll have me like do a kegel and cough while I'm lying down. And like, can you hold it? You know, can you control the bladder, the flow of urine at that point? And like, yeah, that's pretty easy. But then can you do it when you're sitting up? Okay, now can you do it when you're standing? What about when you're standing with your legs apart? What if one leg is up on a chair and one's on the floor? What can you hold it then? What about if you have your arms high above your head and your legs apart and you have to sneeze unexpectedly? Then do you have a problem? So we go through these scenarios, and she gives me exercises that help build this. It's the same muscle every time, but the same muscle that will help you not have a problem when you're lying flat on your back. It's the same muscles that help you when you're, you know, jogging and have to sneeze, or when you're playing a sport and you have to run and stop short. It's the same muscle. It's just applied in a different situation and at a different speed, with more or less notice, with more or less preparation, whether you're expecting it or not, makes a big difference, you know. And so I get these exercises to try, you know, like, okay, can you hold a Kegel while you are stepping across the floor with your legs far apart? All kinds of fun things like that that I get to practice at home. Sorry if this is too much information for you, but I feel like this really has been such a good thing for me that I want everyone in the world to know that it exists and that it can help you. And if you have any kind of issues like that, get yourself to a physical therapist. You might need a referral, but it's worth it. Okay, so now why am I talking about this as a life coach? I was talking to a friend earlier who I have coached before about a situation that used to really be on her mind a lot, and it was bothering her. We coached on it a few times, and it improved a lot. And she got to where she didn't really think about it. It wasn't really a problem for her anymore. But recently, it popped back up for her. And it was, I think, because of a situation that she was in where she didn't really expect to encounter this again. And there it was. And the old thoughts came back. And she was a little bit discouraged. Like, wait, haven't I gotten over this? Haven't I been through this? I did my work. What's the deal? And I have been there so many times with various things. I mean, one of the first types of thought work that I did when I learned some of these tools was just feeling like I'm a good person, I'm a good mom, whether anybody tells me that I am or not. If I need to be told, I'll tell myself. And I made such huge progress there that I thought, I'm cured, I'm changed, I'm done with this. So you can imagine how surprised I was maybe 2 years later when all those things kind of popped back up for me. I was feeling this lack of confidence where I had built this confidence that I thought nobody could take from me. And it's true that nobody could take it from me. But what was going on is I still had so much practice at believing those old thoughts that they were still there waiting in the wings, ready to jump out and catch my attention when there was an opportunity. And yes, they had faded. Yes, they were less likely to show up than the newer ones that I was consciously practicing. But especially once it became easier for me to the point where I wasn't really practicing it so much anymore, I just wasn't really thinking about it at all. That's when the older beliefs and thoughts started to creep in. And I was so surprised at first. What? I've been over this. Because I didn't understand that it's not a one and done thing. And that if you're not actively practicing the new thoughts, new beliefs, then old habits sometimes find a way in. And that's fine. I'm not saying you have to constantly be practicing every new thing you want to adopt. That would be impossible. We have to take breaks and focus on different things at different times. But just to be aware that if it's not something you're currently working on and you have, say, 30 years practice thinking a different way, don't be surprised if it creeps back in. The good news is you've been through this before now. You know what worked before, and you know what to do. And it doesn't mean that your progress is lost. It doesn't mean you didn't do it right before. It just means you're at the next level of developing these skills. This is holding the Kegel while your legs are apart, and coughing, and lifting something heavy over your head. You just add to the difficulty. It keeps coming up. And every time that you need to revisit something, you're better prepared than the last time because you've been through another level of it. So this is what I told my friend and what I want to tell you, that there's no need to be discouraged when you have the same problem revisit you because it's the next level of that problem. And like my friend, okay, you've got good thoughts that you're practicing and believing and it's not an issue for you anymore, but what if it takes you by surprise? Now is it an issue? Just like when you don't expect to sneeze. Oh, now you have some leakage. That's okay. We have exercises for that. Just keep strengthening those same muscles and applying them to every situation so that anything that comes up, you're either prepared for it or now you know what you need to prepare for next. No need for discouragement. No need to beat yourself up. It's just working toward the next level and giving your mind that strength training to be able to hold the thoughts that you choose on purpose, regardless of the situation or how fast it comes up on you or how unexpected it is or what position you may be in at the time. This is a great metaphor, right? It works so well. So this is a short one, but I've got these two takeaways for you. Number one, if you have any bladder problems whatsoever, go see a pelvic floor physical therapist. They are magic. Number two, when you work on your mind and strengthening your ability to choose thoughts and beliefs on purpose that serve you, when you make progress and then something comes up and it seems like you're back to where you started, it's not true. You are never back to where you started. You have evolved. You have grown. You are just facing the next level of that growth now. And all the work that you put in before will help you with this level now. So keep at it. Keep strengthening your mind. And as always, if you need a little help, find a good life coach, just like a physical therapist for your mind. Thanks for listening. Take care.